whatever she had, and put them on in my pretty little petticoat.
When you're talking about sex, what about these big old coarse, heavy, rough ones that you might find the lot of fertilizer?
They are
toe sacks.
Toe sacks, I've always called them burlap.
Toe sacks.
They may have burlap, but we call them toe sacks.
What about sometimes you might find flour, especially a lot of it, not coming in a sack, but one of these great big things, you know, made out of wood, round,
barrels?
In a barrel.
Now, I never saw, I don't remember ever seeing many barrels of flour. I'm sure they had them when I was growing up, but I know we had a barrel. We had some barrels in the house that my mother always kept flour in. But,
You know anything about, a large amount of molasses might have come in, or maybe a large amount of lard? Something like
that. Well, we lard cans,
25,
and molasses would come in barrels sometime. We'd put them in barrels or molasses buckets. We used to make molasses on plates. We had a sorghum mill. It was pulled by horses where they ground the juice, you know, and then they had the pan they cooked it off.
Is that similar to a sugar cane?
Yeah, right. They'd have this horse that would just go around all the time, and he was pulling the machine that you fed them. I fed the mill a million times, poked that cane through there, and that horse would go around to run that thing. And that cane, the juice would flow out into a container of some sort.
Into a barrel.
Into a barrel, and then get that juice, the cane juice, out and put it in the pan. And they kept that going all the time. There'd be sections in that pan. And up here would be where they'd keep the fresh juice. And then it would run into another container, and very slow. He had to know how to make sorghum, molasses, to make good sorghum, because you had to know how to cook it. And he had had a stick, an old big long stick, with a wooden piece of wood on the end that he would keep that pushed down, you see. When it got down into the lice, that's where he'd run it off. Into the can, to any containers, whatever you had.
Yeah.
You.
Before you saw many cars around, did people drive or hitch the horses up to?
Buggies and wagons, and we had to usually have a. I've gone to many places in a wagon, had a spring seat up there, you know, and the kid would get in the back.
What'd you call that thing that you use to make horses go fast?
Buggy whip.
Buggy whip.
Right.
What about, if you wanted to take some corn to the mill, you know, to be ground up?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the amount, let's say, that you might take at one time? Maybe not a full load. Is there any?
We usually take, we'd shell a bushel of corn and take it and have it ground for meal. That would last about as long as we'd want it to last, you know.
But you carry that on a mule.
And you'd throw it across the mule and take it, and then when they'd get through grinding, you'd throw it back across the mule and go home.
Back home.
You'd put it in a sack, you see.
Would that be, let's say, the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms at one time? Say, I just got me up.
Just go and get a load of wood.
A load of wood.
Yeah. Armful of wood.
Armful of wood. That'd be about it.
You ever heard people say a turn of wood or a turn of corn?
Well, I've heard the turn of corn.
Yeah.
Right. Now, it's cord of wood.
Cord.
When they cut it. They sell it by the cords, or stack it by the cords.
And a turn of corn would just be...
Wouldn't be what you'd carry to have it burned.
Right. Very good.